Welcome to UPP Podcast. My name is Ariane Kesriwani. I'm a Senior Investment Specialist at UPP, and today we're discussing UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity latest portfolio changes. The key takeaways are: equity markets are proving to be driven by multiples compression rather than earnings growth in 2022, with negative 12.8% absolute performance recorded year to date at end of May. A solid Q1 earnings season has in fact revealed supportive corporate balance sheets in the face of the challenges ahead. Slight portfolio changes have been made on UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity amidst the continued market volatility. The portfolio remains centered around companies with superior value creation potential, which are also expected to reinforce their positioning as the market recovers from the peaking challenges of inflation and supply chain disruptions. Despite the relief rally seen over the second half of May, the MSCI All Country World ended the month flat at 0.1%, bringing its year-to-date losses to negative 12.8%. UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity underperformed its benchmark by 216 basis points over the month on a net basis, with negative 20.6% net absolute performance year-to-date. This overall weak performance comes in the face of a rather solid Q1 earnings season, where 76% of US companies beat EPS estimates, which translated in 10% EPS growth year over year for the S&P 500 in Q1. Importantly, 2022 EPS growth expectations for global equities have also been revised up. The MSCI All Country World's earnings are now expected to grow at 11% versus 7% back in January. However, markets have been driven by multiples compression more than earnings growth lately. For instance, the MSCI All Country World multiple derated by 20% from 19 times to 15 times year to date. Similarly, UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity average PE multiple fell from 31 times to 24 times year to date. Looking at 2023 projections, given the portfolio holdings' higher than average cash flow visibility, the average valuation falls to 23 times. A careful review of the 30 Global Leaders Equity portfolio holdings shows no evidence that the beat-the-fade companies' business models and CFROI were immediately damaged by the recent macro events, with the exception of Abbott. Nevertheless, the recent market rout led the team to make the following portfolio adjustments: increased cash position to up to 5% and rebalanced at the margin in favor of less cyclical names. Example, slight reduction of ASML and Nike. Reduced the position in Amazon by 1% after the e-commerce losses released by the company in Q1 and despite strong but decelerating growth from AWS. Exited the US medtech company Abbott. The team expects COVID-related revenues to decline and the temporary closure of its baby milk factory in the US to affect its CFROI and already poor MSCI ESG rating of BB. Initiated the ingredients and recipe solutions specialist Kerry Group. The name benefits from strong pricing power, highly visible revenues, and AAA MSCI ESG rating. While UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity's underperformance year-to-date is mostly explained by stock selection, sector allocation also weighed on performance, mainly given the lack of exposure to the energy sector. Among the main performance detractors over the year were Sika, Intuit, and Partners Group. The portfolio has nevertheless shown a strong catch-up potential during the relief rally in the second half of May. In fact, solid earnings reported from the retail sector and a US inflation report showing that prices could start to ease provided some relief for confidence at end of May. Going forward, the team expects inflation and central banks to continue to dictate the direction of equity markets, leading to a potentially volatile setting for the summer months. with the MSCI World Country World trading at 15 times, below its 20-year historical average of 16.5 times, markets could be seen as attractively priced, but need a catalyst to rebuild from the current levels. This catalyst may come in the form of inflation gradually slowing down as we head towards a tougher H2, with some economic slowdown and supply chains de-bottlenecking on which companies are working relentlessly. UMA30 Global Leaders Equity continues to offer a balanced exposure to companies with strong balance sheet, higher pricing power, and recurring revenues at a reasonable price. As the current headwinds gradually ease, the global leading companies in the portfolio are expected to reinforce their competitive positioning and improve their CFROI versus the overall market and their own history. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.